Blog Talk Radio.
This song says, God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up? Just throwing in the towel, just giving up. I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
Out of the book of Exodus. chapter 17. Let us read. And all the congregations of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin. After their journeys, according to the commandment of the Lord, and sit in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did side with Moses, and said, "Give us water, and we may drink." And Moses said unto them, "Why said ye with me? Wherefore ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirst for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore this that thou hast, and our children, and our cattle, with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the water, take in thy hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there unto the rock in Herod, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place of Massah and Herodah, because of the tithing children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat therein, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hand was steady until the go down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Write this for a memorial in the book, a rehearsed in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of the Jehovah Nissi, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Chapter 18. When Jethro, the priest of the Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, and that God had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah after he had set her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom. And he said, "I have been an alien in this strange land." And the name of the other was Eliezer. for the God of my father, that he was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his mother and his wife unto Moses unto the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law, Jethro, have come unto thee, and thy wife, and their two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and did disobedience, and kissed him. And they asked each other of the other worshippers, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law that it, the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the surveillance that had gone upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, bless the Lord, who had delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who had delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he has above all. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God, and Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat the bread of Moses' father-in-law before God. Verse 13. And it came to pass in the morrow that Moses set to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he had did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Sayest thou myself, thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto evening. And Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people came unto me to inquire of God, when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his law. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both thou and this people that is in thee, and this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform to thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes into God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein thou must walk, and the work that thou must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers over hundreds, and rulers over fifties, and rulers over tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be in every great matter they shall bring unto thee. But every small matter they shall judge, so shall it be easier for themselves, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure it, and all his people shall also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of the father-in-law, and did all that he had. And Moses chose able men out of Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers over thousands, rulers over hundreds, rulers over 50, and rulers over 10. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard cases causes them brought into Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were still gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness in the Israel camp before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto Egyptians, and how I bare you and eagles when ye and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye be able, obey my voice, indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a particular treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of peace and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto this Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken, he will do. And Moses returned the words to the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, and the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord, and the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. And be ready against the third day. And the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And they shall set bounds unto the people round about, saying that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not be a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth loud, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sacrificed the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were hundreds, thunders and lightning, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly sound, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with them. And they stood at the neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on the smoke, because the Lord descended upon it a fire. And the smoke therefore ascended as the smoke of the furnace, and the whole mount quaked quickly, greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mountain. And Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord's gates, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount of Sinai. And thy charges us, saying, set bonds about the mount and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priests of the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke unto them. Chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of any thing that is in heaven above, or that is on earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maid, nor thy maidservant. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou and us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before you, your faces, that you sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me God of silver, neither shall I make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, an offering, thy sheep and thy oxen, at all places where I record my name, I come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou shalt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it in stone, for if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, thy nakedness be not discovered therein. Verse 21. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he come in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons and daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorpost. And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. And if a man shall sell his daughter to be a maidservant, she shall not go out as a maidservant do. He please not her master who hath betrothed her to himself, then shall he lift her, let her be redeemed, and she shall to sell her unto the strange nation, and he shall have no power, seeing he has dealt deceitfully with her. He hath betrothed her unto his son, he shall deal with her after the manner of daughters. If he take him another wife, her food, her raiment, and her duty of marriage, she shall he not diminish? And if he do not these three unto her, then she go out free without money. He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death. And if a man lie not in wait, but God deliver him into his hands, then I will appoint thee a place whither he shall flee. But if a man come presumptuously upon his neighbor to slay him with gold, thou shalt take him out of his and my die. He may die. And he that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. And he that stealeth a man and stealeth him, or if you be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. And he that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And if a man strive together, and one smite another with a stone or with his fist, and he die not, but keepeth his bed, if he rise again and walk abroad upon his staff, then shall he that smote him be quiet. He shall pay for the loss of his time, and shall cause him to be thoroughly healed. And if a man smite his servant or his maid with a rod, and he die under his head, and he shall be surely punished, notwithstanding if he continue a day or two, he shall not be punished, for he is money. If men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished, according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. And if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, strike for strike. And if a man smites the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. And if he smite out his maid servant's tooth or his maid servant's teeth, he shall let him go free for his tooth's sake. If an ox gore a man or woman that they die, then the ox shall be surely stoned, and his flesh shall not be eaten, but the owner of the ox shall be quiet. But if the ox were wont to push with his horn in time past, and it has been testified to his owner, and he hath not kept him in, but that he hath killed a man or woman, an ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be put to death. If there be laid on him a sum of money, then he shall give for the ransom in his life whatsoever is laid upon him. Whether he have gored a son or have gored a son unto him, if the ox shall push a manservant or a maidservant, he shall give unto the master 30 shekels of silver, and an ox shall be stoned. And if a man shall open a pit, or if a man shall dig a pit, or not cover it, and an ox fall therein, the owner of the pit shall make it good, and give money unto the owner of it, and the dead beast shall be his. And if one man's ox hurt another, that he die, then they shall sell the live ox and divide the money of it, and the dead ox also they shall divide. Or if it be known that the ox hath used to put in time past, and his owner hath not kept him in, he shall surely pay ox for ox, and the dead shall be his own. Amen, amen, amen. We have about 8 minutes remaining at the conclusion of 21 in the book of Exodus. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose, David and Diane. We thank you for joining us on this evening. We ask that you continue to stay strong. Trust God. Today is Wednesday. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for joining us on today. We will pick up again tomorrow. Third, we thank you for joining us. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule. Since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Praise the Lord, while I have a chance. You know, we didn't have a lot of music. Oh, oh, oh.